Harper Children's Audio presents You're a Bad Man, Mr. Gum, written and read by Andy Stanton. Text copyright 2006 by Andy Stanton, production copyright 2008 by HarperCollins Publishers. Chapter 1. The Garden of Mr. Gum. Mr. Gum was a fierce old man with a red beard and two bloodshot eyes that stared out at you like an octopus curled up in a bad cave. He was a complete horror who hated children, animals, fun, and corn on the cob. What he liked was snoozing in bed all day, being lonely, and scowling at things. He slept and scowled and picked his nose and ate it. Most of the townsfolk of Lemonic Bibber avoided him, and the children were terrified of him. Their mothers would say, "Go to bed when I tell you to, or Mr. Gum will come and shout at your toys and leave slime on your books." That usually did the trick. Mr. Gum lived in a great big house in the middle of town. Actually, it wasn't that great because he had turned it into a disgusting pigsty. The rooms were filled with junk and pizza boxes. Empty milk bottles lay around like wounded soldiers in a war against milk. And there were old newspapers from years and years ago with headlines such as "Vikings Invade Britain" and "World's First Newspaper Invented Today." Insects lived in the kitchen cupboards, not just small insects but great big ones with faces and names and jobs. Mr. Gum's bedroom was absolutely grimsters. The wardrobe contained so much mould and old cheese that there was hardly any room for his moth-eaten clothes, and the bed was never made. Well, I don't mean that the duvet was never put back on the bed.